while you're opening your Bible to the 37th Psalm. 37th Psalm. The 37th Psalm. Verse number 1, he said, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb." Well, look at this. Verse number 3, he said, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be our help, on this thought. God's way is best. Amen. God's way is best. He tells us here that we need to trust in the Lord and do good. How do we do good? By trusting in the Lord. Amen. You can't do good by yourself. We need help today to just trust in Him, praise His name. He said, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. So that's right there. It said, if we'll trust the Lord, He'll take care of us. You believe that this morning? I believe that with all my heart, praise God. I've trusted the Lord for several years now, and the Lord's never left me, never forsaken me. He's never left me out. He's never left me hungry and unfed, and I thank Him for that. But He said, "We delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." He said, if we just take pleasure in the Lord, just pleasure in knowing that we're His and He's ours, praise God, He said that, and we just delight in that, that He'd give us the desires of our heart. Amen? Because the desires of our heart, if you delight in the Lord, the desires of your heart will be Godward. Amen? Looking for the good things from the Lord. But the verse I want to look at, basically one verse here this morning, if God will help me, is verse number 5. In verse number 5, he says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord." Now what he's talking about a relinquishment. We got to relinquish self, amen, and trust in the Lord. We got to get rid of us. We got to quit trusting in ourselves, and we got to trust in the Lord. Some of us, we cling to our own ways, and we lack the spiritual victory that God has, that He wants to help us to have in the life that we live. Amen? Clinging to our own ways instead of His ways. I want to say this more. His ways are far better. God knows us. He knows the fiber of our being. He knows what we need, praise God, and He knows how to meet those needs if we'll let Him. But we have to allow Him so we don't lack that spiritual victory that He has to minister to us today. So if we want to enjoy God's best, because God's way is best, and we want to enjoy that His best, then we've got to yield, we've got to relinquish ourselves and yield to His way. Amen. God's way is a better way. Amen. The world is trying to get us and compel us to go in all these different directions, all these different ways. But I want to say there's one way that's a better way, and it's the way of God Almighty. It's the way of the Word of God. It's the best way. It's God's way. And it speaks to our hearts and envelops us in His love. It shows us His goodness and His mercy. It loads us up with compassion, and it gives us a promise down in our souls that'll encourage us to be encouragers of others. We surrender our way. We surrender our will. Amen. Praise God, ought to be the will to follow the Lord, to be pleasing in His sight, and to do the things that will bring honor and glory to His name. And if we're in His way, and then we're His will, He said, then we're in His work. We're doing the things, praise God, that can be beneficial to us and those around us. When we relinquish our ways, when we commit Thy way, our way, unto the Lord. Amen. When we make a decision, see what's wrong today? A lot of people are going along their own pernicious ways, and we've not committed ourselves to the Lord. What's happening in the world today, in homes and lives and families and situations, is a lack of commitment. Amen. It's a lack of commitment. We'll commit to everything in the world, but we won't commit to the Lord Jesus Christ. We won't commit to the church. We won't commit to doing those good things, praise God, that'll bring glory and honor to His blessed name so that we can get the benefits that He has to offer us, praise God. So we see the way, the will, the work, and we see that, and when we begin to get into the flow and begin to go in that direction, then we begin to walk with Him. Actually, what we begin to do, Brother Bill, we begin to walk to Him. Amen. We need to go in, we begin to go in Jesus' direction. Have you ever thought about it? How many hours a day do we spend going away from Him instead of to Him? Amen. Perfect example on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Praise God, the devil will give you 400 different directions to go instead of down toward the house of God. Amen. Yeah, He'll give you all these things that you need to try to go and chase after instead of going after the Lord Jesus Christ. Because in chapter 2, verse number 6, He says this. He said, "Ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him." So He said, what we got to do is we got to relinquish ourselves to Him, praise God, relinquish our ways, and we begin to follow and walk in His way. We commit our way, your way, my way, unto the Lord Jesus Christ, and He begins to minister to us. Because to walk in the God's way, praise God, to be pleasing to Him, we must be committed to Him. We must commit our time. Amen? Amen. Come on now. Don't dry up on me this morning. We've got to commit our time. Have you ever thought about that? How much time do you give for the Lord? Now think about this. He's with us always. Amen. The Spirit of God lives in us. We're saved. You're not saved, praise God. The Spirit of God's dealing with you constantly, wanting to save you. So He's committed His whole self to you continuously. And how much time do we give Him? There's 168 hours, I believe, if you figure to do the math right. 168 hours in a week. That's 24 hours times 7. Amen. 168. How many of the 168 hours do we commit to Him? Now remember, He's committed His whole essence and fiber, His being in us. 24/7. We're always on His mind. How much time do we commit to Him? Amen. To His way. To seeking Him, to looking to Him, to desiring Him, to trying to be pleasing to Him, to walk with Him, to be guided of Him. Our time. Amen. Think about it. Very little time do we give to the Lord. Amen. I wonder if we even pray. You even take time to pray? I tell you what, I wouldn't. There ain't no way in the world I'd go sit down at a restaurant and eat if I didn't pray. Amen. I don't know who's back there. Amen. I don't know how clean those people are. Amen. I'll be honest. I'm going to pray and ask God to bless my food so I don't get the goony goo goo and die. Amen. I'm going to ask God to bless it, praise God. So I'm going to commit the time, praise God, it takes. Hey, what about our talent? Every one of us can do something for the Lord. Amen. Hey, all we got to do is have a testimony. All you got to do is look for an opportunity. Amen. And taking that time to put our talent out there. To let God, to let folks see how much we love the Lord. And begin to brag on Him. And what happens? You begin to build that talent. And that talent begins to grow, praise God. And you become more persuasive. Amen. And you walk for Christ. How persuasive are you today? Amen. Have you relinquished self, praise God, and just trusted in the Lord, committed thy way unto the Lord? Because He makes all the difference. When we commit our time, we commit our talent, when we commit our treasure, amen, willing to give back to the Lord. Amen. It's that time, it's that talent, it's that God's give us that we can give back. Because the Bible tells us that we're supposed to be ready to assist the needy. Amen. When we see people that's hurting, we see people that's in need. When we see the hopeless out there that don't have any hope. That's what's happening in the world today. There's so many people that have no hope. Where does hope come from? It comes from Jesus. It comes from knowing the Lord Jesus. When we know Lord Jesus, we know Christ, we know God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, then we can have hope. And hope make us not ashamed. Praise God. We have that hope in Christ our Lord. So we begin to commit ourselves to Him. That's the relinquishment of self, praise God, and committing our ways unto the Lord. That's why He'd say, commit thy way. And Lord, it's a personal thing. Amen? It's good that mom and daddy do. Good godly people, they love God and they go to church and, boy, they're a blessing. Mama and papa's good godly people, you know, they love the Lord, they go to church, boy, they're such a blessing. What about you? What about us? Amen? He said, commit thy way. That's personal, that's you. When we commit ourselves to the Lord. But see, we've got to be willing to make that commitment. That's what's missing in the country. That's what's missing in America is a commitment. Amen. It's not hard to do once you make a commitment. Once you decide, praise God, well, this is what I'm going to do. Amen. You determine not only in your head, but in your heart. I'm going to get in there and I'm going to make a commitment to the Lord, praise God, and I'm just going to try to do my best to bring honor and glory to His name. I'm going to commit myself and my walk and my work. I'm going to commit my time and my talent and my treasure to try to be an encouragement to someone else. Amen. Am I making any sense this morning? Amen. That's what God wants us to do. You say, well, preacher, it's just so hard. There's so much going on. There's so much activity all around you that's pulling you in so many different ways. And it is. And for our younger people, I've never seen the like. They've got so much activities. Amen. So much activity in our life, praise God, that they can't focus on any one thing. Hello? Come on now. Amen. They can't get focused on any one thing. So what are we going to do? How are we going to fix this? He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. But then he said, listen. He said, the way we're going to fix it, he said, trust also in Him. Amen. He said, so we're going to commit ourselves to the Lord. We're going to just stop and said, we're going to make a commitment. And said, then we're just going to trust the Lord to take charge of it. Amen. It's called a reliance. So we have a relinquishment and we have a reliance. Just trust also in Him. We're just trusting in the Lord with our heart and mind, our soul and our strength for God to help us. Amen. Christians fail to trust the Lord as we should. Amen. I said we fail to trust the Lord as we should. We should trust Him. Amen. They rely on their own strength and they fail. I said we rely on our own strength and we fail. We try to persevere, we try to push through, and it seems like we're always coming up short. Amen. Oh me. Always coming up short. But he said that we've got to commit ourselves the way, commit thy way unto the Lord, and said, and trust also in Him. So we commit ourselves to Him and we put our trust, absolutely trust the Lord. Take care of every situation that arises. Amen. So that we don't fail. Because we put our trust in our own strength, we fail. That's what Jesus would tell them over in John chapter 15. Remember John chapter 15? You know what that text is about? In John chapter 15, Jesus was talking to disciples. He was talking about being the vine and us the branches. Remember? He said that He was the vine and we're the branches. In verse number 5, John chapter 15, verse number 5, He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Amen. So you got a vine. It makes sense. Amen. You got a vine. It's tapped in. The branches are hooked to the vine, connected to the vine. And because of the vine, praise God, the branches flourish. But he said this. He said, for without me, ye can do nothing. Amen. He said, you can't prosper, you can't flourish outside of the vine. Outside of the vine, that you'll not amount to nothing. Amen. But listen to what he says in verse number 6. He said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. Amen. He says, that's what happens to a branch. It's not attached. It's no good for nothing. Just get rid of it. Amen. But look what he says in verse number 7. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, it shall be done unto you. Praise God. He said, without me, you can do nothing. But he said, when you're hooked into the vine, when you're, into the vine, glory to God, you're sustained and God begins to help you, that you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you, because your strength comes from the vine. It comes from Him. So we rely on Him, praise God. We trust in the Lord. He makes that difference. To trust the Lord. We can't trust just anybody. Now sometimes we have to put our confidence in people. When our bodies start failing us, sometimes we have to trust in doctors. Amen. Sometimes when we make decisions, we have to put our trust in lawyers. And sometimes we even have to put our trust in friends. Right? Sometimes we have to do that. But our ultimate trust, praise God, He says, trust also in Him. So we've got trust in the Lord. Our ultimate trust ought to be in the Lord. Our confidence ought to be in Him. Because He's the one that gives the doctors the wisdom. He's the one that gives the doctors, the lawyers, enough sense to learn and know the law. And He's the one that gives your friends enough sense, praise God, that they can talk sensibly to you and encourage you and help each other along the way. Amen. When we trust the Lord, praise God, God's way, praise God, is the best way. And He said, when we trust the Lord God in all things, amen. Trust Him whole body, soul, and spirit. I mean, every fiber in our being, praise God, is just trusting the Lord. He would tell us in this text here, praise God, that God's way is best. In verse 39 of this chapter, Psalm 37, he says this. He said, but the salvation of the righteous, kind of the conclusion of the whole matter. He said, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength. Now watch this, in the time of trouble. Amen. When you feel weak, when you feel vulnerable, when you feel left out, when you feel needy, he said, praise God, when you put trust in the Lord, he said, our salvation is of the righteousness of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. He's the one that you can trust in. He's the one when there's nobody else around, when you don't know, when there's nowhere else to turn to, he's the one that you can trust in. Yeah, you don't have to turn to him. He's already there. He's with you. His presence is real. Praise God. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. He goes on and says in verse number 40, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. Not only does He help us, but He delivers us. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. Why? Because they trust in Him. That's to believe on the Lord. To believe on the Lord, that means to rely on, to trust in, to rely on, and to adhere to. Begin to listen to Him, and He begins to minister to heart. That's the best way. There's no way, praise God, that's any better than just serving the Lord and trusting Him as our Lord and Savior. So we relinquish self, praise God, and we commit our way to the Lord. Well, we rely on Him. We trust also in Him. But then that relinquishment and a reliance, and then we end up with a reward. The reward is far better, it's far greater. And he says in 37:5, he said, he shall bring it to pass. What's it? It's that reward. Amen. It's the prize at the end of the line. God's reward, praise God. When we commit to Him, He begins to make that difference. Praise God. He begins to be that difference. He begins to come in between us. He begins to push back the adversary. He begins to give us the hope. He begins to give us encouragement. He begins to give us that peace that passes understanding. He begins to give us that joy unspeakable, praise God, that abounds in our hearts and encourages us to be encouragers. And we get excited about knowing who He is and knowing that He knows who we are. Amen. Amen. I'm glad that I love Him today. But I'm even more proud that He loves me. Praise God, He loves me because I trust Him. He's helped me. He's delivered me. Praise God. He saved me by His marvelous grace. All those that trust in Him. So we got to trust in Him, praise God, and then we receive the reward that God gives for that He has for us. Amen? Verse number 6 here, He says this, He shall bring forth His righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. So what He says here is that the Lord will shine on you. The presence of the Lord illuminates you. Amen. In other words, the Lord will light you up. Amen. Praise God. You ever known that feeling? Amen. Come on now. You ever known the feeling of the Lord just lighting you up? Praise God, lighting you up like a 200-watt bulb. Praise God, and all of a sudden you just feel like you're shining, praise God, down in your soul, and it illuminates and illuminates your whole essence of who you are. He said, that's what God wants to do for you. Praise God, He wants to shine on you. And said, when God begins to shine on you, praise God, like He wants to, like you'd like for Him to, He said, then you'll begin to shine out, praise God, prettier than a new penny, glory, hallelujah, for the glory of God, because you're so excited about the light that's on in you. Ain't no darkness at all. It's been removed and pushed back because the way of the Lord is best. He said if we'll just trust in Him, praise God, we'll rely on Him, we'll relinquish self to Him. He said He'll help us. He'll reward us. He said He'll lighten our lives. He'll lighten our load and He'll help us shine for Him. Amen. Praise God, brighter than the noonday sun. Bless His holy name. That's what God does for us. Amen, because God's way is best. It says in 37, praise God, that we can trust Him. Praise God, we can rely on Him. Amen. As God begins to enable His children, He begins to bless us with the blessings that He has to pour out upon us. Don't ever take them lightly or for granted. Amen, because God's way is best. He knows exactly where we're at. He knows what we need. Amen. Just let Him bless us. Let Him be our blesser. And just come alongside and praise Him and give Him the glory that He deserves. Amen. Be thankful. Amen. Ought to be thankful. So He said, if we'll just relinquish self and rely on Him, He said the reward will come. Praise God. The blessings, praise God. He enables the children of God to be blessed. Amen. Takes out the hindrances and blesses us, pours out the blessings. And then our influence, praise God, it attracts others, praise God, to Jesus Christ so that they can be blessed. The light, he said that light just continues to grow and it just continues to get brighter. But I think what's happening, the devil would like to put out the light. His old flesh would like to put out the light. But praise God, there's a marvelous light that shines within us. If we'll just trim the wick a little bit, praise God, get the things out of our life, it's so easy to beset us. God can let your little light shine. Amen. God's way is best. Praise God. We ought to go every day looking for an opportunity to shine in somebody's life so that they can see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. Amen? Because we're offering that attraction to them, attraction to Christ, Jesus, because God's way is best. Amen? He rewards our faith in this life with His blessings. He rewards our faith, praise God, by letting us just see how great and mighty He is and how He's able, praise God, to do wonderful and marvelous things. Amen. We could never go through all the things that we go through without Him. I wouldn't even want to think about it. Amen. I wouldn't even want to think about trying to make it one day without Him. Praise God. But I think about it every day, how gracious and merciful He is. Now His mercy's new every day. It's fresh every day. His help is there every day. And He gives us that, praise God, because that faithfulness, praise God, in this life. Amen. And rewards will be full in the, praise God, the full life in eternity. Amen. One day, praise God, we'll shout it out in heaven. We'll give God the glory because He did this. We'll realize, amen, In our flesh, sometimes we think, well, you know, I'm taking care of business. I'm doing what needs to be done. We can't do nothing without Him. I done told you. Amen. He's the vine, we're the branches. But praise God, through Jesus Christ, we have strength, we have power, we have His might. Amen. In 7, He said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Amen. Fret not thyself. He said, wait patient for the Lord. He just stay close to Him. That's what that's saying. Just stay close to Him, praise God, and trust in Him. Because He knows exactly what's coming. He knows what's coming down the pike. He knows what you'll be up against. He knows how to help you. He knows how to love on you. He knows how to encourage you. He knows how to help you encourage someone else. He knows that. And we need that help, praise God, don't we? Amen. Verse 34, He said, wait on the Lord and keep His what? Way. Amen. He said, wait upon the Lord. In other words, just stay close to Him. Just stay real close to Him and wait on the Lord. Amen. Keep His way. Amen. Keep watching Him as He steps forward, praise God. Just keep walking with Him. It's the best way. God encourage your heart. He'll help you every step of the way if you will. Amen. Verse 37, He's the perfect man. They said, mark the perfect man and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. Did you get that? He said, if we realize that God's way is best and we make a commitment to Him, we relinquish self and our self-centeredness and our selfishness, and we rely on Him, we trust in the Lord. He said, then He'll begin to reward us. He'll begin to reward us. He'll begin to give us those things, those encouragements, praise God. A perfect man, praise God. Who's a perfect man? What his mind is stayed on the Lord. Praise God. To hold upright. For the end of that man is peace. Peace that passes understanding. Where does it come from? It comes from the Lord. When we're seeking the Lord's way and we're walking therein. Amen. When we're trying to do right. I remember when Solomon was dedicating the temple. He had built the magnificent temple and he dedicated the temple and he was praying. He prayed over it, asked God's blessings, asked God to fill it, asked for the Shekinah glory, God just to fill that place. Amen. And he told me, let me just read that to you. In 1 Kings chapter number 8, 1 Kings chapter number 8 and verse number 54, he said, it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all his prayer and supplication to the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, now watch this, verse 56, 1 Kings chapter 8. He said, blessed be the Lord who hath given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. The Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him, to walk in, watch this, in all his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments which he commanded our fathers. And let these my words therewith I have made supplication before the Lord be nigh unto the Lord our God day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require, that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is none else. Verse 61, he said, let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statute and to keep his commandments as at this day. He said, we've made a commitment. Said, you've come making that commitment. You've come and relinquished self. Praise God. And you're saying you're going to rely on the Lord. And God's reward is there to help you, praise God, to make the difference in your lives and to give us direction when we commit ourselves to His way. It's time to make a commitment. Amen. If you haven't already made a commitment, it's time to make a commitment. To make a commitment to the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I've got all these other commitments. Yeah, but you'll never keep those commitments till you make a commitment to the Lord. Amen. They'll never come to attrition. They'll never come about till we can make a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because God's way is best. And when we commit ourselves to His way supersedes our way. And He begins to bless us and help us to be a blessing. Amen. That's what we're trying to do. Church, that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to be a blessing. Trying to encourage people. Trying to help somebody. Trying to nudge them just a little closer to Jesus as we walk this narrow way. Amen. Because God's way is the best way. Hey, listen, I've tried things in this world. God help. Amen. But they never panned out. There's not the joy, the peace, the happiness. Amen. It's not there. But the peace, the joy, and happiness is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in God's way, knowing Him. Amen. And that free pardon of sin. When we've just totally committed to Him and asked Him to help us, relying on Him, trusting in Him to make all the differences. Amen. To take up the slack. To give us encouragement. To show us the way. Hey, by the way, He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way to the Father. Amen. So we need to just relinquish self, rely on Him, and look for the rewards to come. Amen. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Amen. We've got a reward laid up. Praise God. It's touch. Hey, it ain't dusty or tarnished, or old or neglected. Praise God, it's fresh and new. And it's in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. If we know Him, if we trust Him, if we realize that God's way is the best way, amen, and He'll bless our heart and He'll help us, that we can be a light to others. But these little old young'uns, these children, amen, they're looking at, they're watching us. They see our lives. What about you little old young'uns? Amen. They somebody watching you too. Jesus is watching you. But your classmates is watching you. Your friends watch you. Your family's watching you. Amen. We need to be in God's way. Because it's the best way. Be walking with Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give you desires of thine heart. What do you desire today? So I think the question is, what do we desire? Do we desire the goodness and mercy of a holy and righteous God or the things of this old world? Amen. That'll pass away. But the things of God be laid up in heaven. Praise God. Guarded by God Almighty for our benefit. For an eternal day when we can rejoice in the presence of our Savior. Won't that be something? We see more and more people easing out of here. Going home. Amen. Seems like every day you hear, it's just like it's a roller coaster. It's getting faster and faster. People are just going out of here. There's a good God of heaven. He said, you know what? You don't have to worry about that fret over that. He said, you'll just pass from here to yonder. In a moment, a twinkling of an eye. Amen. Praise God. We'll be changed. In a moment, a twinkling of an eye. And we'll be in the presence of our Lord and Savior. Thank God for that presence. Thank God for that change that He makes in us. Thank God for the change He made in us when He saved us by His marvelous grace. He came to us, as the Bible says in verse 39 and 40, salvation and righteousness. Amen. He's the strength for those in time of trouble. And He's there to minister to us, to help us, to deliver us, and to save us. You can't get no better than that. He's the only one that can do that and do that for you. Other people love you and they try to help us, but there's nobody can help you like Jesus can. Amen. He's the only one. And God's way is the best way this morning. I've tried a lot of things, and I'm not proud of, but praise God, the one I've tried the most is Jesus. And He's always come out sufficient to meet the need. Amen. I always do for me what I can't do for myself. And I come out just shouting and praising, giving Him the glory for all that He's done. He's been good to me. I thank Him for all His touch on my life. Thank Him for saving me by His marvelous grace. Thank Him for touching this old feeble body and getting me through day by day. Amen. Praise God. Giving me another day to just praise Him for the day that He's given me. Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made. He said, we rejoice and be glad in it. God, don't make no junk. Amen. And you're not junk. God wants to hug you up and love on you. Wants us to realize today that God's way is the best way. Just get in there and make a commitment to Him. Rely on Him. Trust in Him. And look for the glorious reward that's laid up for us in glory.